You are listening to The Mindful Minute, meditations created for everyday joy. I'm Meryl Arnett, mama, meditator, and co-owner of Sacred Chill West. This podcast is recorded from my live Monday night meditation class, where we have a brief discussion followed by a 20-minute guided meditation. Hey guys, welcome and thank you so much for being here. For today's episode, I'm actually doing something just a little bit different. I am sharing with you all a meditation I just recorded for a corporate mindfulness series. So one of the things that I get to do as part of my work is I get to go visit companies and sit with their heads of office, their employees, their teams, and talk about mindfulness in the workplace. And what this usually looks like is introducing how we meditate, like what a meditation practice actually is, and then more specific tactics around managing stress, managing relationships with coworkers, and things like that. So over the years, I have continued to get requests for a virtual series. Because, you know, there are just so many offices where not everybody can take a lunch break at the exact same time and sit down to meditate. So I have finally done this and I am really excited and proud of it. It is designed to be a 6-week course, and it's six kind of 15 to 20 minute videos that introduce a topic and do a little talk like you're very familiar with if you listen to this podcast. And then there's a practice attached with each one. And so today I'm sharing with you my personal favorite of the 6 practices. And this one is specifically for the stressful days. This is for the days when the temptation is to run around like a chicken with your head cut off, scream at everybody in sight, and just sort of throw your arms up in the air and say, I can't do any of it. And, you know, as I record this, I'm sort of smiling to myself because this is a Monday and my partner just left for a week out of town for work. And so I'm home with 2 kids by myself. And this is a big sort of moment at the studio that I own. There's a lot of work unrolling right now. We're about to graduate a yoga teacher training. There's just a lot of balls in the air. And yeah, it is tempting to just sort of, for me, close all the books, sit down on the couch and watch TV and pretend I don't have anything to do. That's my normal method of dealing with stress. And what we know, what I know, is that that doesn't help, right? It sounds so tempting to go unplug in front of the TV. It sounds so tempting to go yell at somebody and like let steam off in that way. But it doesn't actually make us feel better. It makes us feel worse. And the things that make us feel better are to slow down, to get present, and to practice. And so before we dive into today's practice, I just want to share, this is actually from the video, there are 3 protective beliefs that we can hold close to us around stress. And these ideas come from Kelly McGonigal, who is a stress researcher. She literally wrote the book on stress. and so she shares these 3 sort of protective beliefs around stress. The first of which is we're invited to view our body's stress response as helpful rather than debilitating. For example, we can view stress as energy that we can use to finish that project, to make it through bedtime and getting those dishes done, or whatever your moment of stress might be. To be able to view ourselves as able to handle and even learn from the stress in our life. This one I really, really like because I think the normal MO for most of us, certainly myself, is to feel overwhelmed and like I'm not able to get it done. And shifting that mindset to be, I can handle this, is so powerful. And then the last belief that's really important is to view stress as something that everyone deals with. Stress in a moment is not proving that you are somehow uniquely screwed up and failing at life, right? We all experience moments of stress. Big moments, little moments. This is common to humanity. So we're going to jump into a practice. This is a shorter practice than we normally do. It's just about 10 minutes long. And it's a really nice one for the moments of stress. So if you are having a day, if you are catching yourself where you just feel like, I got to throw up my hands and scream at somebody, I got to disconnect in some way, I need to run away, take 10 minutes, try this practice, and let me know how it goes for you. I hope you enjoy it. So let's settle together. We'll do 10 minutes as we've been doing. And this practice is really going to invite in that sense of kindness and compassion for ourselves in moments of stress. So take a second to find your seat. Shifting around, if you've already been seated, get comfortable, feet flat on the ground, hands on your lap, let your eyes close. If you prefer a soft gaze down towards the earth, feel free. And together as a group here, nice deep inhale in. Exhale out a sigh. And we'll do that again. So inhaling deeply. And exhaling out a sigh. Allowing your breath to fall to its own natural pace. Easy inhales and exhales, feeling yourself settle into today's practice. You might begin your practice today just by silently saying to yourself, now is my time to meditate. Now is my time to meditate. And with that invitation, you feel yourself really sit, relaxing fully into your seat, lifting and lengthening your spine. The top of the head is lifted. The shoulders are back and down. And as best you can do today, you're relaxing the front of your body. You're softening the muscles of the face, especially the jaw, the lips, the tongue. You're feeling a sense of space move across your collarbones. As if just by breathing, you could feel your shoulders relaxing. Tension melting. And you notice the breath in your chest. And the breath in your belly. And you feel yourself seated here just as you are. So if this is a moment of stress, you might feel anxious sitting here. And if this is a moment of relaxation or happiness, you might feel really good. You might feel really sleepy. Just notice how you feel in this moment. And for today's practice, if you like, you might bring to mind a stressful situation. Bringing to mind a stressful situation that's happened today or yesterday, nothing too huge, but something that you can rest on for a moment. And as you bring the situation to mind, you'll still feel your breath moving in and out. And if it feels comfortable for you today, you might bring a hand right atop your heart. If that feels awkward or cheesy, you don't have to do it. It could also be at your belly, anywhere that feels comforting to you. Letting that hand rest. Letting the breath flow. And just silently saying to yourself, I can handle this. I am not the only one experiencing stress right now. I have time for my life. Breath moves in and out. are silently repeating to yourself, I can handle this. I am not the only one who experiences stress. I have time for my life. As we fade into a few moments of silence together, stay with these phrases if they feel good for you. I can handle this. I am not the only one who has moments of stress. I have time for my life. Stay with this as you breathe, just a few minutes together. I can handle this. I am not the only one experiencing a moment of stress. I have time for my life. Take a deep breath in now, feeling your spine lift and lengthen if you slumped. Exhaling out a little sigh. Drawing those palms together in front of you, bowing your chin down, taking that moment to simply thank yourself for carving out the time to notice and change the response to stress. Thanks for listening to the Mindful Minute. If you enjoyed this episode, it would mean the world to me if you would take time to leave a review or share this with somebody you think would enjoy it. To learn more about my in-person and virtual offerings, visit MerylArnett.com or check me out on Instagram at MerylArnett. Thanks, y'all. See you next week.